Задание А1-А7. Вы услышите разговор двух друзей. Определите, какие из приведенных утверждений А1-А7 соответствуют содержанию текста. One – true. Какие не соответствуют? Two – false. И о чем в тексте не сказано, то есть на основании текста нельзя дать ни положительного, ни отрицательного ответа. Three – not stated. Обведите номер выбранного вами ответа. Вы услышите запись дважды. У вас есть 20 секунд, чтобы ознакомиться с заданиями.
Now we are ready to start.
Mike, you are an expert on travelling. I need your advice. I am planning to go on holiday this summer. Generally, I have 2 weeks off in winter, but I am tired of my usual holiday routine. How could I vary my holiday?
Well, Jane, there are lots of ways how you could do it. Have you thought of a camping holiday, for instance?
Oh, I think it is only for the young men. One should be prepared for mosquitoes and bad weather.
Yes, but this sort of holiday teaches the young how to survive. Some people seem to enjoy it, finding pleasure in cooking barbecues and making bonfires.
I don't think it is for me, though.
Okay, then you could think of a cycling holiday, which is an excellent way of taking exercise.
But I am not a professional, and I won't be able to do more than 30 or 40 kilometres a day. Besides, I am not too keen on extreme sports and such types of holidays.
Don't worry, it's not too dangerous. You should keep in mind the following. Keep to side roads wherever possible and don't overtire yourself.
What about other types of holidays?
Well, the seaside is good for most people, but definitely bad for some.
I know. You should take the sun and the sea gradually, and you shouldn't stay on the beach for too long.
You're right. Did you know that, in fact, short holidays taken often probably do you more good than an annual long one?
No, I've never heard of such.
It's because after the first week or two, you begin to get bored, sunburnt and lazy.
I see.
But it'll be great if you have a hobby or interest at the seaside. Take a diving mask and see how many sorts of fish you can find. Walk along the beach collecting shells or interesting pebbles. Actually, on this sort of holiday, you should be thoroughly relaxed and soak in the sun and the sea air. I am sure that this type of rest is best for you, giving you vitality and energy to keep you going through the winter. But it's up to you to decide.
Thanks, Mike. You've been most helpful.
You have 15 seconds to complete the task. Now you will hear the text again.
Mike, you are an expert on travelling. I need your advice. I am planning to go on holiday this summer. Generally, I have 2 weeks off in winter, but I am tired of my usual holiday routine. How could I vary my holiday?
Well, Jane, there are lots of ways how you could do it. Have you thought of a camping holiday, for instance?
Oh, I think it is only for the young men. One should be prepared for mosquitoes and bad weather.
Yes, but this sort of holiday teaches the young how to survive. Some people seem to enjoy it, finding pleasure in cooking barbecues and making bonfires.
I don't think it is for me, though.
Okay, then you could think of a cycling holiday, which is an excellent way of taking exercise.
But I am not a professional, and I won't be able to do more than 30 or 40 kilometres a day. Besides, I am not too keen on extreme sports and such types of holidays.
Don't worry, it's not too dangerous. You should keep in mind the following. Keep to side roads wherever possible and don't overtire yourself.
What about other types of holidays?
Well, the seaside is good for most people, but definitely bad for some.
I know. You should take the sun and the sea gradually, and you shouldn't stay on the beach for too long.
You're right. Did you know that, in fact, short holidays taken often probably do you more good than an annual long one?
No, I've never heard of such.
It's because after the first week or two, you begin to get bored, sunburnt and lazy.
I see.
But it'll be great if you have a hobby or interest at the seaside. Take a diving mask and see how many sorts of fish you can find. Walk along the beach collecting shells or interesting pebbles. Actually, on this sort of holiday, you should be thoroughly relaxed and soak in the sun and the sea air. I am sure that this type of rest is best for you, giving you vitality and energy to keep you going through the winter. But it's up to you to decide.
Thanks, Mike. You've been most helpful.
This is the end of the task. You now have 15 seconds to check your answers.